Supposedly, Yellowstone is the most watched TV show, not streaming show, but actual TV show on TV of all time. I heard that on a YouTube video today. I think it's accurate. It could be wrong, but I wouldn't be surprised because I recently binged the whole series and was captivated. So I knew about Yellowstone when it first came out. It was, I think, 2017. And I don't remember how it came up in my YouTube feed, but it did. I remember watching the trailer and getting the synopsis. Okay, there's this white cis male rancher who doesn't accept his son being with a First Nations woman, and he's trying to bridge the gap by connecting with his grandson. And I found that premise very, very boring because I felt like I had seen it already. And I Googled the characters, or rather the actors, and I found out that the main actress playing the First Nations woman is not actually First Nations. Supposedly she claims that she is, but people were saying that she wasn't, and she hasn't really provided any proof that she is. And I just don't like supporting shows where they don't actually get real First Nations people to play the characters. It just didn't stand out to me. I remember Westerns from my childhood, but I wasn't interested, so I didn't watch. And then a few weeks ago, it actually might just be 2 weeks ago, I started to see the actors promoting the next season of Yellowstone. And I had watched everything that I wanted to watch. There was nothing interesting on, except for Peripheral. That's a new show that I'm checking out. But Handmaid's Tale was about to end, and there's literally nothing else on that I look forward to watching because everything else is boring. If they bring back the OA, I will feel happy again, because that is the only other show that I want to watch. But anyway, I started working for a new company, and what happens is you're promoted for like 90 days and you're the main person that gets the calls. So I was like, I'm going to be so bored. So why don't I binge Yellowstone to pass the time while I start this new job? So I watched the first, okay, I don't know why I'm saying I watched first all of a sudden. My accent's going a little bit weird, maybe because I'm listening to all these people with different accents on Yellowstone. But anyway, I started watching the first episode and I was like, that's not what I thought it was. Beth stood out to me. I thought she was a horrible person, and I knew there was something in her past that they were going to reveal to explain why she was such a horrible person. And I was like, okay, she's like Cersei. We hate her, but we love her. Even with all this stuff in her history, like, oh, and spoiler, if you haven't watched Yellowstone, I'm going to be talking a lot about spoilers, things that happen in it. But her accidentally killing her mom, her having abortion and then sterilize and not being able to have kids with the love of her life, and being tricked into doing so in a way. I understand why she's a bit tormented, but it still, from my point of view, didn't give her an excuse to treat Jamie the way that she treats him. But the dynamic between the two of them was interesting. She was just so mean and so cruel, and he was so weak, but then so mean and evil to each other. I was like, I've never seen a relationship like that between a brother and a sister, or adopted brother and his adopted sister. It just, Oh God. It was interesting because I had never seen it before. And then Casey and Monica, their relationship was interesting. I didn't find it as interesting as I wanted to, but it became more interesting when he had this tug and pull towards his family and to her and their son, and their son really wanting to be on the ranch because it's in his blood both ways, like both from the ranchers and from the First Nations community. He belongs there fully. And so I thought that was interesting. I didn't really like the acting at first, but then it grew on me. And it was really Casey, Luke Grimes, that made me want to keep watching, and Beth. In the first couple of episodes, I was invested in Casey winning. I was invested in Beth winning. Her devotion to her father and her family, that is touching, and it makes you want to root for her, even though she's a horrible person. I didn't really care about Monica. I didn't really care about the other ranchers or wranglers. And of course, there's John Dutton. And I cared about him to a degree, but really I was watching for Luke. And as I binged the rest of the seasons, I was like, oh my God. Because it was just so quick, thing after thing after thing, which sometimes really annoys me. I'm like, how many times can they kill somebody? But it wasn't too annoying. It made sense. They weren't killing just to kill. There was a reason. And just other people like acting like they own the place and like challenging them and them being like, okay, well, you asked for it. You know that type of movie from years ago where the men had no impulse control. And I feel like a lot of people have this pinned up rage and emotions, and it's cathartic for them to watch somebody else being unabashed. And bashing in other people's heads and just doing whatever the hell they want for a good reason. Jamie is probably one of my least favorite characters, but the actor does a great job depicting him. The different women that John Dutton keeps finding himself sleeping with, I don't like them. I'm with Beth. But the standout character that really just came out of nowhere and caught me, and I was just like, oh my God, him, was Rip. Yes. His love for Beth makes the viewer fall in love with Beth, even though she's a vile human being. I love the character Rip. I don't like that he's always beating people up, but I understand why he does. And he's fiercely defending his family. I love it. I love how tortured he is. I love how stiff he is. I love how he keeps himself in check for John, for Beth, for the family. And I love how he releases his hell and wrath on people who. I don't even know the right words. He just releases his wrath to protect what he feels is his. And then Casey is being whiny. Like, I saw the end of us. In the most recent season, which is season 4, I found Casey very whiny. And there was a lot of Jimmy, which I think I said Jamie was one of my least favorite characters, but it's really Jimmy. I feel like he's just a filler person. Like in the first season, he was there to like be us, new to it, trying to learn what they do and being awkward and not feeling like you really belong. But in season 4, it was so much about his life, so much about him finding love and getting with somebody, getting engaged, becoming a man. It was so boring to me. So I fast forward through all of that. I really wanted to hear about Jamie and his son and what's going on there. and more about Casey, more about John, and more about Beth. But they're going to get into that in season 5. So season 5 came out, was it Sunday? This recent Sunday? And I don't have Paramount Network, but they do give you free 24-hour access. Before I knew that, though, I signed up for Filio to watch it live, and that fucker crashed. I was so angry. I was like, oh my God. Because I had just finished watching the last 3 episodes of season 4, and I had been looking forward to watching it live with everyone else. And I think I was like cursing. My roommates were like, what is going on with her? I was like, it's so slow. It's not working. But then I found Paramount Network and I was able to watch it live. I only found it like almost an hour into it. Like 40 minutes had already passed. So I was pissed about that. And then it was ruined. I was in a horrible mood. I was agitated. I was irritable for the rest of the night. And I was like, well, shit. That didn't go according to plan. And then, you know, I meditated and realized I was being a brat, complaining about not being able to watch my show when I wanted to watch my show. Talk about privilege. So next time it comes on, I'll be watching it. And I might have to sign up for Paramount Network. I canceled my subscription to Filio. I was so agitated. Because they should have planned for it to crash. Of course, there's going to be a buttload of people wanting to watch it if it's the most popular show on TV. But I am wondering what they're going to do after season 5. They can't keep drawing out the same thing over and over again. Like, how many times can Beth's face be torn up? Like, almost every other season, her face looks terrible. She was burned. She was beaten. Like, you have to have a story arc. People are supposed to improve. And she has. And I know there's going to be a lot of drama between her and Jamie this season. But we know she can't have kids. I doubt they're going to adopt anybody else. I'm sure there'll be more with Carter to come. And more with Tate. But what else can happen with the Wranglers? They have kids. They don't get along. What more can happen with Casey and Monica? They divorce. He gets somebody else pregnant. And then it's the dynamics of them getting along with somebody else having the child that she lost. Well, not the child that she lost, but you know what I mean. Like, he gets another woman pregnant when she's still mourning the loss of her son. Which, that was a weird scene. They just magically hit a buffalo. I was not impressed with that writing. It seemed way too convenient. And I felt like that was probably going to happen because no one really likes writing about an infant into a story. It makes it very awkward and it's annoying to have to write around an infant because they can't act. They're normally very, very fussy. And then they keep growing, right? So I wasn't surprised, but I felt like it happened too soon. Basically, I'm saying I don't think this will last past one more season. I feel like things should close out. Like, the airport should be taken away, and then it's just going to be back to the original dynamic between the reservation and the Dutton Ranch. And then they come to a conclusion of, I don't know, maybe Tate wills it back to his nation because he's in both worlds. Both worlds are his. So maybe something like that, or he shares the profit because it is his family on the reservation. I don't know, but I would hate for them to draw it out to more seasons where it's just boring drama for the sake of drama. Maybe they could do something with global warming where there's a drought or a fire or a mudslide, but I just think it could come to a beautiful end in a sixth season, sixth and final. So anyway, if you haven't seen Yellowstone, I do recommend watching it if you like westerns. I did read a few articles after watching it. I don't really read other people's opinions while I'm watching, but some people were saying that it was anti-woke, which I find annoying when people attack the story that's being true to how people really are. John Dutton is being John Dutton. He is conservative and he is anti-progression, and he says that he is who he is and he's unapologetic about it. We need characters that are true to who they are. So he's an asshole. He's a murderer, he's a killer, and he has his own code of ethics, his own code he lives by, and that works for the story. Were there scenes I didn't really love? Yes, I didn't love when he started shooting when the Asian tourists were there and they were scampering and yelling. I felt like it was a bit slapsticky, and a little bit tropey. And I saw people making comments, oh, this is very true to the reality. And I was just like, I didn't love that scene. I love Mo, Moses Brings Plenty. Even though he's not really a big character, his presence is enough. He barely says anything in the scenes he's in, but just him being there, I love it. And I love that his name is the same from his real name. I need more of him. If they would go to do things more on the reservation, I would really love that. But of course, Taylor Sheridan didn't grow up on a reservation, so he can't really write about it as much as he can write about being a rancher. But that's what I would love for season six. More about the reservation, more about what's going on there, and more about the characters. Because I feel like we've gotten enough about the Duttons. We need to balance it out by learning more about Tate's life, other side of his life, the other side of his family. So did I say this? Yes, I think I did. I did say that I recommend watching it. I'm not going to give it a rating of stars because it jumps for me. It's definitely not 5 stars for me. I go between 4.8 to 4.5 to just 4 stars, so I can't give an accurate depiction because I only recently binged it. I need to sit with it. But one of the beautiful things about watching shows like this is it does inspire me to write out some of my stories. One of my stories is not a Western, but it's based in that time frame. And some of the scenes I forgot because the story Concave is from the 1700s to early 1800s. And I just need to see it sometimes, that old Western way of life. And I'm also thinking about 1883, which is a prequel to Yellowstone. All of those shows really helped me remember some of the tone, some of the atmosphere I was going for in Concave. So I'm enjoying watching it. I'm looking forward to the next episode. There literally is nothing else on to watch, which is scary to me. I just went on YouTube and searched new shows that are coming out. None of them really look interesting. I am looking forward to Sweet Tooth season 2 and watching the rest of Peripheral. Next year, The Boys will be out. The next season of Handmaid's Tale. But there's nothing I really love. The only other thing I love is Handmaid's Tale, even though the recent writing has not been up to the standard that I felt like the first seasons were on. But I'm still looking forward to it. And I think what's going to happen is the only thing that will really satisfy my, well, the inner cinephile in me will be me making my own stuff. Because there's less and less on TV and streaming that I find very enthralling. Oh, and Squid Games 2 is coming out, so I'm looking forward to that. Not looking forward to any pirate movies. I'm done with that. Black Adam came out. I didn't watch it. Wakanda Forever. I didn't watch it. Eventually I will, because I'm late to the game. Hence, just watching Yellowstone. But I don't find these things very interesting. I really crave something new, something different, and I'll just have to write it. So that's for it. That is it for now. I will do another episode pretty soon about fear and how you can write it into your scripts. I'm going to do a series on fear.